The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning, 7:01 a.m. Central Time. For those of you just tuning in, we're in Central, of course. And, of course, WBGS Radio, who has just taken us on as a listening partner. It's 8 a.m. there on the East Coast in St. Pete, Florida. And all good morning to all of those of you in St. Pete and Pinellas County and parts beyond listening to the show. WKDW 97.5 FM in Northport, Florida, also dialing in here and rebroadcasting us. We appreciate that. And, of course, the Power Mall, OptiVita products are all 10% off this week. So you got a few more days to get your orders in with the staff, Jay and Linda, over at the Power Mall today. We open at 8 a.m. Central Time for those of you who want to call us at 877-817-9829. And, of course, you know, day doesn't go by that we can't talk about Joyce. Joyce Riley is on this commemorative coffee mug right here. And if you donate more than $100 to the Power Hour, we'll send you this Knowledge is Power, absolutely, you know, free shipping. We will send it to you. You can have coffee with Joyce in the morning. There's the Constitution. There's Joyce. And, of course, she served like I did. Here's the Power Hour logo right there. And you can have coffee with Joyce in the morning. Like I said, $100 donation or more, we'll get you this mug. We'll send it to you for free. And you can also visit thepowerhour.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter absolutely free because we don't want you to miss anything. Of course, we also yesterday recorded an after hour. That's on Substack for those of you who want to go there and subscribe to that. And, of course, thepowermall.com. You can also subscribe to the newsletters and get news highlights there and other info you may have missed or need regarding your efforts to maintain your personal health. So for those of you who are listening in various markets, whether it's shortwave or otherwise, and you have a local news talk station that sounds like it needs a little shot in the arm, you can actually contact the program director of that station and suggest they give us a listen. And of course, if you're a radio station, you happen to be scanning the dial looking for competition and you happen to pick us up and you want to carry us on there, you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com and we'll talk to you about how to become an affiliate. Of course, we also want to give a big shout out to WWCR Worldwide Christian Radio, broadcasting us on frequency 7.490. I know many of you listen to that frequency, and we sincerely appreciate and value our longstanding partnership with WWCR. Some of you, you want to just give directly. You want to know that that shortwave frequency is going to stay on. And so WWCR will take a check from you. And you just have to write the Power Hour on the memo line so the check is credited to the right account and send it to WWCR. If you just remember Worldwide Christian Radio, you got this, all right? 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. They're a big outfit. They've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars putting the shortwave station together. So they have to pay for it. So do we. So, you know, we appreciate your donation. Another big shout out to our own Power Hour. Jay has been with the Power Hour 16 years. Gotta love that. So Ron Sally will be joining us at the top of next hour to talk about Miracle Skin products, which, of course, as you know, we always do deals with that. But see, you don't ever have a chance to talk about stuff that I keep around in my first aid kit right here. And I'll show you, if you're watching me on video, you see that right there? Look how much of that lamb cream we use. We use a lot of it. We love this stuff. Great for bites, stings, scrapes. You should have this right here in your first aid kit. You should have that. That and a couple of bottles of Helon. Yeah, we'll be talking about why we use so much of that and why it's so good when Ron joins us at the top of next hour and to talk about the testimonials and stuff. Let's see what's going on in top news stories. Saudi Arabia has announced a 1 million barrel per day oil production cut. That would begin in July. This is a policy change following a meeting of the OPEC Plus oil cartel, in which several members failed to meet their production quotas, and one, United Arab Emirates, announced a production increase. This is Saudi Arabia, remember? Sleepy Joe, hair sniffer, went over there and kissed the ring. You know? Yeah, like that's doing any good. Now they've cut oil. Now, what do you think that means for gas prices here? Since he nicks the pipeline. Talking about Keystone XL. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. You can't be a listener of this show and not know where I'm going with this. That means gas prices could go up because production is going down. When they're cutting production, it's because somebody's put a bug in their ear that this is what we need to do if you want to kill the petrodollar. Romanian migrants are in this country illegally. Some of whom are known to have crossed the southern border are suspected of crimes across the U.S., according to internal law enforcement alerts obtained by the Daily Caller. Law enforcement alerts, which span from Florida to Pennsylvania and New York, warn of Romanians who are suspected of financial crimes that are in this country illegally, and there are deportation orders out for them. Border Patrol recorded 5,895 encounters of Romanian migrants in fiscal year 2022, which is up over 4,000 in fiscal year 2021 and 266 in 2020, according to CBP data. So that means they're scamming people, basically. You got to be careful. I don't have the Cher song, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, so, you know, we can't play that. And, you know, we can't stereotype, not all Romanians are bad. So please, let's not call me up on the show and start complaining about how I'm picking on a particular nationality. I'm reading you what they're telling us. Now, you can take it with a grain of salt. If you don't care, you don't care. Okay. I understand the apathy in the United States of America. We just go along to get along and the heck with everybody else as long as I don't get interrupted in my little world. It doesn't matter. Well, it does. Chinese National Defense Minister Li Shangfu, this is like, maybe I should call him Hu Flung Pu, making his debut on the international stage, told attendees at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore on Sunday, the communist nation's military would attack, quote, without any hesitation, unquote, against any allies of Taiwan seeking to support the nation's independence from Beijing. Yeah. So I think we will call him Chinese National Defense Minister Hu Flung Pu, because that's pretty much how we regard this blowhard. Former President Donald Trump may not face charges over his handling of classified documents, according to one of his former attorneys, Jack Smith. You know, this is Timothy Parlatore. Said he would be not at all surprised if Jack Smith, that special counsel, were to decline to prosecute that case. You have to evaluate every case based on what the facts are and what the law is and something that's provable, according to Parlatore. And here's something interesting for those of you who are wondering about the blowback on Disney and gender-affirming care in the state of Florida. Believe it or not, transgenders who are seeking sexual reassignment and gender-affirming care drugs are all of a sudden finding out, and we're talking about minors and adults. You know, this is Florida legislation that prohibits gender reassignment treatment for minors, and cutting it back, curtailing it for adults, is causing transgender people to leave Florida. So what does that mean? Everybody else gets to move there now that the transgenders are moving out? No, they're starting up GoFundMe accounts. Because, see, GoFundMe won't take their money. And you know, like they do with others. You know, their GoFundMe is a very, very prejudiced, biased outlet for raising money. That's why we use Gibson Go. But see, they're raising GoFundMe accounts and people are, you know, they're out complaining about, I don't get to take my hormone blockers and rah, rah, rah. You know. You know, I'm going to quit not growing hair and whiner, whiner, whiner. And so one of them basically has raised $4,000 in their GoFundMe account. I think $4,000, that's enough to move you out. Go. Seriously. Florida doesn't need you. You know, I've always said, if you don't like the weather, move. And see, the thing is politically, now you see what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida. Love him or hate him, you see what he's done in Florida to stop this nonsense. And we're talking about the TG community who should have known better. Because if you ask most of the gays, I don't care whether they are in the Sunshine State or not, they don't like what the TG movement is doing. It's giving the gay movement a black eye. Seriously. And not only that, but I mean, now we have the state of Minnesota paying $500,000 for an inmate who's in on drug charges to get a sex change. Yeah, vaginoplasty, the whole nine yards, going to have a complete SRS. And I saw a picture of the guy. He's big. So you got to wonder, you know, of course, he's been, you know, suing the state of Minnesota because his incarceration, they're not treating him like a woman that he is. But this guy is big and he's going to go have boobs and all. He's going to have everything put on, right? He's going to have, you know what, lopped off. And he's going to have the whole SRS, sexual reassignment surgery, courtesy of the Minnesota taxpayer. Y'all up there should just love the fact that your tax dollars are going to a worthy cause, because this guy, once he realizes what he's done and that he can't have the big O, you know, because see, some of these sexual reassignment surgeries gets botched. When that happens, when they get botched, it's a problem. And they get frustrated and they get upset and they get very, very wound up inside and they end up committing suicide. The numbers are there. This, of course, if you're looking at this from a Christian perspective, is taking what God hath wrought, infecting it with Satan, and causing it to turn completely in the opposite direction. So you look at it for what it is, and you got the transgenders out there, and I am not homophobic. I know people who are gay. You know, they're very respectful of other people's rights and decisions, and we need to be respectful of theirs. But when they start flaunting it in your face and in your kids' face and demand to gender care for your children, that's a problem, because as you know, kids are very impressionable, and the good book in the New Testament has various passages about offending these little ones. Well, if you go out and you do that, guess what? Don't say we didn't tell you so. Now, about AI, something that you need to understand. We told you that AI could, I mean, we already see what AI did with this supposed explosion outside the Pentagon. It was a deep fake. Well, guess what hackers have done in Russia? They have a deep fake Putin declaring martial law, ordering evacuation after Russian broadcasters were hacked. It was an AI generated fake deployed by hackers. Do you see how they can start stuff? Now, what do you think's going to happen when they get on U.S. media and they hack into U.S. media and tell them that we're being attacked by a nuclear, you know, strike? How's that going to work out? And it's AI doing it. And so now our whole military is scrambling, our whole Department of Defense and NORAD and everybody else, because of a deep fake, is scrambling to find out whether or not we actually have incoming missiles. all created by hackers as a phony. How's that going to work? I told you. See, this is what Sam Altman, the creator of OpenAI, this is what all these people are scared of. They have already come out and said this will be the annihilation of America and the rest of the world. Because, see, once deepfake AI goes out and creates a simulated nuclear strike, then there's going to be retaliation. It only takes one of these superpowers to press the button. Whether it's legit or not, if they believe, because of a deepfake, if they believe they're going to spend all this time, seriously, look at it this. Let's get down and analyze this now. In your head, put your thinking cap on here. You get in and you start analyzing what AI is capable of doing. I mean, they literally can create a porn movie and put some politician's face on the actor. All right? This is how good it is. Now, you may see the hand movements and the foot movements and stuff kind of a little weird. You know, they'll figure that out in time. Don't you worry. You know, you'll be able to spot a deep fake now. But, you know, if this deep fake Putin can declare martial law and he has to get on camera and say, no, it wasn't there. You know, senior figures within the Russian government came out on Monday yesterday to assure the public the supposed emergency address broadcasted by Russian television and radio stations declaring martial law was not made by Russia's real Vladimir Putin, but by an AI fake. Hackers had control of a TV and a radio station for 37 minutes. That's enough to start a nuclear war. That's enough when you look at AI and what the people who created it are warning is that if we don't regulate this stuff and we don't stop it and get a handle on it, the hackers are going to simulate a nuclear attack. And see, this is the thing about the politicos, all right? The Department of Defense and everybody else in this country is going to be sitting there, first off, spending all this time trying to analyze whether or not it's a deep fake or whether or not we actually have incoming missiles. What happens if the hackers can get into NORAD and into our systems and simulate an attack and make it look like on the screens that missiles are incoming? If they're able to do that, we will be forced to react. And that's when mutual assured destruction occurs. This is why Altman and others are warning people. This AI stuff is going to get away from us, and it's going to cause the entire world to implode. Well, think about that. Yeah, just like the argument clinic in Monty Python, the very first words, I told you. Yeah, the defense ministers of Japan and China have agreed to ensure the reliability of their military hotline operation in order to prevent potential clashes amid rising tensions in the East China Sea. Japanese Defense Minister Hamada met with his Chinese counterpart, Hu Flung-poo. Yeah, get to do that again. On the sides of the Shangri-La dialogue to discuss their country's security concerns. Yeah, you see, the thing is China would love to have Japan, don't we know? El Salvador's Bukele, Nayib Bukele, he's their president, for those of you who don't know, not paying much attention to what goes on in El Salvador, except a lot of their migrants are coming here. Well, Bukele has announced a war on corruption during his fourth annual presidential speech last week, also pledging to build a new prison for white-collar criminals as part of the war. And, of course, Alex Newman, who we've had on this show multiple times, writes for numerous magazines, The New American and such, has a new headline out, efforts to stop UN world health power grab accelerate. Yeah, the UN's World Health Organization is seeking to further empower the global agency, lawmakers and leaders across the U.S., of course. They are stepping up efforts to protect self-government, national sovereignty and the rights of all Americans. In fact, many in Congress and beyond say it's time for the U.S. government to defund and even withdraw from the WHO once again. You really think that Sleepy Joe, the hair sniffer, is going to do that? You really think that's going to happen to him and his sidekick, Chlamydia Harris? You really think that's going to happen? They're a disease. That's why I call her Chlamydia. So understand that they're going to be meeting at the World Health Assembly in Geneva on May 30th, and the main objective of this confab is to radically extend the organization's power over healthcare and citizens under the guise of improving health and fighting future disease outbreaks. I can tell you what's going to happen. The next time there is a pandemic, it is a plandemic. The WHO is pushing for a new international pandemic accord so that as soon as they get wind of something that looks like it might spread, whether it's manufactured or not, first off, we have to assume because of what happened before, and we're talking about what happened in Wuhan, that it was manufactured with the help of Dr. Ralph Baric and Fauci and Peter Daszak and everybody else. You know the whole cast of characters. There's been enough of this out. That's why we have the real Anthony Fauci book available at the Power Mall for those of you who are interested, want more information. I have a copy of the book. I've read it. It's very well documented. There is no way that RFK Jr., who I'd like to get back on the show again, there's no way that anybody in the medical profession could come after him legally and get away with it because he would get discovery. I mean, discovery like nobody's business. They can sit there and play the Richard Nixon card all and the Watergate conspirator card all they want. I don't remember. I don't recall. Remember that? All the time. That's what they, I am not a crook. No, this is what they do. They play this game. Fauci did. You're a moron. Yeah. You know, I mean, you put a mustache on Fauci, you look like Hitler. With gray hair, of course. The bigger problem is this was intentional. This is eugenics, folks. For those of you out there that don't understand what eugenics is, it's not related to the guy named Eugene, okay? Eugenics means depopulation. You know, somebody in their right mind destroyed the Georgia Guidestones, which said we have to reduce the population to 500 million because the climate and all this. See, this is the junk that they're using with ESG. And any company that wants to try to do the right thing and help us survive is being beat up and defunded because it goes against ESG policies, environmental social governance. And see, all of the major banks are playing this game with the idea of tearing down our economy. That's what they're doing. And all the World Health power grab is doing is putting the World Health Organization in a position to lock us down again and keep eroding our medical and our political and our social freedoms as we know it. So the broader conservative movement is taking off after these bozos. Over the past year, more than 10,000 Javelin missiles have been sent to Ukraine from U.S. military stockpiles, resulting in dwindling supplies for the U.S. armed forces themselves. Huh. Interesting. A video captured in the state of Tamaulipas in Mexico revealed a militant associated with the infamous Gulf Cartel donning their insignia while carrying, you ready for this, a U.S.-manufactured anti-tank missile launcher that was recently given to Ukraine. It's now in the hands of the Gulf Cartel. It was identified by Millennial TV as a Raytheon-made FGM-148, believed to be a Javelin missile launcher. It was supplied to Ukraine by the Pentagon in large quantities, and now the footage that they're looking at was filmed in Matamoros and broadcasted by Millennial TV yesterday, displaying an individual adorned with CDG, which is Cartel del Golfo patches, armed with a Kalashnikov rifle and carrying the aforementioned missile launcher. This is Biden, folks. This is his DOD. This is his, we don't know whether they are all sworn in rightfully. This is his runaway issue manifesting itself in the wrong place. Under cover of darkness, activists from a radical left-wing group unscrewed valve caps on tires, placed lentils or other pulses into the valve cap, then screwed them back on. covertly deflating all of these sports utility vehicles, and they're doing it all over Europe now. The group is calling itself the Tyre Extinguishers, T-Y-R-E. Yeah. They're in Lisbon, Portugal, and various other parts, deflating SUVs. So, you know, perhaps you SUV owners out there might want to carry like four cans of Fix-A-Flat. You might need it if you want to put your vehicle back on the road. Yeah. Of course, they don't think about that until it happens to them. Well, it can't happen to me. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, do what you want. Whatever. You see, this is the apathy of the world. It can't happen here. Just like we tried to tell you about electromagnetic pulse and the fact that, you know, we have all these people. Oh, these people are conspiracy theorists and they're soothsayers. That could never happen here. Yeah. You remember Starfish Prime? Do you remember that? Part of Hawaii was affected by it when they launched a nuclear warhead. Yeah, it created electromagnetic pulse. Now imagine multiple warheads being launched through hypersonic missiles over America, and all of a sudden our entire grid goes down. Oh, it can't happen here. We can't detect. Our own government has said we cannot detect these hypersonic missiles coming in. All right? They will come in so fast and so quick that multiples of them will take down an entire power grid, and we're not ready. Is the government ready? Supposedly, with our tax dollars. But are we? Are they worried about we the people? No, they're not, because it's part of the eugenics program. It's part of depopulating the United States of America so they can come in and take us over while our government runs and hides in their underground bunkers. They've got cities all over the country, underneath Denver, Stapleton International Airport, and Mount Weather in Virginia. They're all over the place. And they could just run and hide there. I don't know. What does the Bible say about running and hiding in the mountains? Yeah, that's not going to save you. You think it will? See, this is this little thing in their warped minds. They think they're more powerful than we are, and they deserve to live, and we deserve to die. That's what they think. We've elected all these officials, and that's what they think. They get to D.C., they get bribed, they get corrupted, they get blackmailed. Man, I mean, this is the D.C. war machine. It attacks its own Congress. This is why nothing ever gets done. This is why they put the funk and dysfunctional in Washington. The FBI, by the way, has failed to hand over that document alleging the Biden bribery scheme. And, of course, the Republicans are now going to initiate contempt proceedings. Of course, Jamie Raskin, who is the Oversight Committee ranking member from Maryland, who was on the J6 committee in the White House, have disputed the credibility of the document. Of course, they're going to protect Biden any way they can. Crazy, isn't it? We're going to have more news, maybe a phone call or two here, after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour here, 7 a.m. Central Time, of course. And I just want to remind you that OptiVita products are all 10% off this week. So you got a few days to get your orders in with Jay and Linda over at the Power Mall. And of course, we love your donations to keep our shortwave frequency and everything else going here at thepowerhour.com. We even have a forum where you can share information. You can visit us on Substack as well. If you want to send us a snail mail donation, you can do it to send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can also write to us at support@thepowerhour.com. Let us know why you deserve one of RickSatelliteUSA.com systems, which we're going to be giving away soon to one lucky listener, thanks to your donations here at the Power Hour. Somebody actually bought one of those systems to give away, and we appreciate that. Some lucky listener is going to get one of those, so get your letters in. We'll be drawing one very, very soon, so one of you lucky listeners is going to have a satellite system. Texas authorities raided an elections office in the border county of Starr to investigate alleged illegal ballot harvesting during the November 2022 local elections. The case is centered around the county judge election, where longtime Democrat Eloy Vera won his reelection bid, according to group Project Red Texas, which filed the initial complaint that started the investigation. Poll workers acting on behalf of Vera would go to people's homes where they would allegedly fill out mail-in ballots and then take them with them. Documents identify one specific poll worker named Modesta Vela, who has allegedly been tied to voter fraud investigations. Project Red Texas claimed to have photographic evidence of Vela's actions. So, picture's worth a thousand words. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. trying to get him back on the show. See, we had him on with the real Anthony Fauci, and it's amazing that when they have a book they want to put out there and promote, they're always on our show. But we do have the real Anthony Fauci book available at the Power Mall. But see, here's the thing. Now he's declared his candidacy for Democrat for president. And Instagram, which is Facebook owned, suspended his account. Now they've reinstated it. Oops. Yep. The ban on the campaign account was a mistake. Really? It was a mistake. Yep. Meta spokesman went on to claim blocking Kennedy's campaign from setting up its own account had been an error, saying, quote, "We quickly fixed the issue that prevented the campaign Instagram account from being created," unquote. See, this is what they do. And, of course, they supply all their statements to the Democratic media, Washington Post. This is what they do. It's amazing how all of these candidates go on all the mainstream media channels to talk about their stuff. They won't come on the back channel because we're too critical of what they're thinking. The one thing that RFK Jr. has said is that he's not declaring a war on guns. The Second Amendment is what it is, and you get to keep your guns. He's not going to allow any of that gobbledygook you're hearing about now as far as gun control from happening. Not going to happen under his administration. He says he'd also end the Russian-Ukraine war if he's elected. Well, Trump said the same thing. Gee, I wonder if we can compare RFK to Trump and see which is the lesser of two evils. I mean, after all, RFK Jr. has a handle on this vax. He understands this whole emergency use authorization of the COVID jab. He understands all that. He wrote a book about it, massive book, The Real Anthony Fauci. He started up Children's Health Defense. He doesn't like all these vaccines targeting our kids. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of what he says is making sense, and he's going to protect the Second Amendment. President Trump, meanwhile, has promised to ban child gender transitions, but at the same time, he owns stock in the big pharma companies he's promised to investigate for illegally marketing hormone therapies and puberty blockers. Now, if he's holding, why is he doing this? I'm going to do this while I'm, you know, holding stock in these other companies. I wonder if he was holding stock in Pfizer and Moderna and all at J&J when he was out pushing Operation Warp Speed. You know, we know a lot of Congress people were. That's a problem. It's called being conflicted. I always love it that politicians can get out there because this is a part of the blowhard industry of being a politician. Going out there, if I'm elected, I promise to. No, they don't. They make promises that they either A, can't keep, or B, they don't have the power to enforce. Congress makes the laws, right? Now, what can the president do? Can the president go in and get together with his buddies in Congress and go, hey, I want to put this thing forward. Would you sponsor a bill? Now, does that necessarily mean that, you know, I'll get out and I'll help you push it? You see, that's what they do. And then his office starts making phone calls, and the president would really like you to support this legislation. See, this is how it gets done. But you see, the president, I think people have forgotten the way our constitutional republic is supposed to work according to the Constitution. The president is the chief law enforcement officer. He is the chief executive supposed to enforce the laws, not make them. See, this is where we've gone astray. Our moral compass has gone into hiding. Because now presidents can do whatever they want and pass all these bills, and you get Michael Jackson wannabe in a bad makeup day, people like Nancy Pelosi saying, well, we have to pass it before we know what's in it. By the way, she's going to throw out the first pitch tonight at the Washington Nationals LGBTQ night out. According to what the team has said, they're going to be facing off against the Arizona Diamondbacks. That woman will not be able to throw that ball from the pitcher's mound to home plate. Ain't happening. She doesn't have the strength to do it. Maybe when she throws the ball, maybe her dentures will fall out. What a moron. But see, here's the thing. Now she's affiliated herself as a liberal Democrat with all the people in the Let's Get Biden to Quit movement. That's LGBTQ, for those of you who have to have acronyms to try to understand what it means. Yeah. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer-themed night out, right? Let's Get Biden to Quit. Same thing. So they're going to do a night out at the ballpark. Are you going to the game? Huh? You're going to wear your rainbow colors? I bet you all the Democrats will go. All the people in D.C. Yeah. Makes you wonder. Can't beat them up. You know, hey, they have a right to protest. Just this is the thing about Major League Baseball. It's supposed to be a family affair. Got that?
It's a family affair.
Family affair. Yeah. That. You remember that? Staple Singers? Remember that a long time ago? That music? Yeah. You're taking your kids to a ball game. Here, Sonny, would you like a hot dog? Yeah. You see, this is the thing. And then they're in your face. And they're in your kid's face. Daddy, why is that guy dressed like, you know, oh my goodness, you know, what are we doing here? Folks, if you got any brains and you care about your children's mental health, don't go. Time to boycott Major League Baseball. Churchill Downs, by the way, has suspended the racing operations at the track for the remainder of the 2023 spring meet following the deaths of 12 horses during the past 6 weeks. The spring meet, which runs through July 3rd, is going to be relocated to Ellis Park following multiple emergency meetings in Louisville this week. And of course, as I said before, presidential contender Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he supports the Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment, and has gone out of his way to defend gun rights. Huh. I wonder if he would eliminate the BATF, which I'm still waiting for people to figure out how many actual BATF agents there are working in that agency. These are people that are hired to go out. And, you know, we told you that over 255,000 people registered their pistol braces. That's 255,000 people that are scared of the government. The government now has their name. And they said there's 3 million plus or more, 10 million, maybe 20 million people that have these pistol braces that didn't register them because, hey, that's our Second Amendment right. We have the right, according to the Constitution, to be secure in our persons and papers under the Fourth Amendment. And that means that whatever I have in my house is my business, not yours, BATF. Stick it where the sun never shines. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. We have beautiful weather here. We're in a dry spell, actually, but it's beautiful. 40s at night and beautiful in the day.
Cool.
You've already mentioned the subject. I wanted to call you about RFK Jr.
Yep.
This is going to be a real can of worms to unpack. You know what? You got this image here of the Kennedys.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, I don't think they deserve to be anywhere where they are, honestly. And, you know, you can hold that against me if you want, but that's the way I believe about it.
Yeah, I know. I can't help it either, Kevin, you know. I keep thinking about, when I return, Mary Jo and a car were gone. You know, I keep thinking about that another Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, Mary Jo. And they made their money off important bootleg whiskey. You know, people forget that. Joe Kennedy said he put his son in the presidency, and he did. See, there's that whole can of worms starts unpacking.
But
when it comes to the primary, what do you think all this backstabbing and everything is going to be going on in the Democrats? Because Kennedy's pulling about 21% of the vote right now.
Yep.
And we haven't even got going.
See, the GOP here again, we're playing this two party system game again, Kevin. You and I both know this. Yeah. And it's a thing. It's going back and forth and back and forth. And everybody wants to jump on the Republican bandwagon because Sununu's out, Christie's in, and Pence is going to register. He's going to file all this, all these people. See, Pence goes, well, everybody needs to register by the first week of June. And it's like, Pence, you are not the one in control of this whole process. In fact, you had every opportunity to put the brakes on this whole process and stop January 6th dead in its tracks, and you didn't do it.
He's a scumbag from word one, word go. But, well, anyway, when it comes to things like that, what we've seen go on in the fraud in the voting system, how are they going to look at downline voting? You know, I mean, how can it's going to be like Kennedy polling here, but nobody else behind, you know, no other follow-ups. But it looks like he'll be dragging along all the rats with him because all the Democrats will be happy to have somebody that's a winner. That's what makes me really, expecting something rotten to come out. You know, I never expect good, but it's going to be bad.
Well, not only that, but see, the Republicans are driving a wedge between Biden and Kennedy and helping Kennedy because they're saying you're going to elect Chlamydia Harris if you elect Biden because he's going to die in office and she's going to be president. That's who you're really electing. So, you know, why would you want to vote that? See, they're driving a wedge in the Democratic Party, but they're also cluttering up the Republican ticket. So the real person that should be up there is getting, you know, basically waylaid on and hampered. I don't know. This whole thing at Trump's footing, every time he goes out and tries to do something, the media, who loves Trump and pays attention to Trump, and all of these prosecutors and everybody that's trying to take him down has got him off footing. And, the Republicans, they're going to have their convention pretty soon. You wait. Fun and surprise is coming.
Oh, wow. Ooh, this doesn't sound too exciting, Dave.
it's a brouhaha, political brouhaha waiting to happen. We'll see, Kevin. I appreciate your call. You have a great day. We appreciate that. Idaho Falls Community Hospital, by the way. This is the thing about your medical care, all right? Let's zero in on this here for a minute. Idaho Falls Community Hospital has fallen victim to a cyber attack.
Yeah.
And as a result, the hospital had to divert ambulances to other nearby hospitals and close some of its clinics. And, of course, now the hospital's keeping the public updated through its website and Facebook page, but the thing is how do we know that isn't where they got hacked? That hackers didn't go through their website and their Facebook page. And now they want to keep the public updated as to that? Huh. According to the initial statement, the hospital's IT team identified the attack quickly and took immediate action to limit the impacts and keep all patient information safe and secure. Really? Gee, Facebook just seemed to end up with a bunch of hospital records. How's that possible? They don't know the exact nature of the cyber attack. The hospital calls it a virus. More likely, it's dealing with a ransomware attack. If you don't know what a virus is, it's a program or piece of code that runs against your wish and can replicate itself. So replication factor is a very important component. That's a definition of a virus, whereas a ransomware attack, they basically lock up your system. And then they go, okay, pay us this much money in Bitcoin and we'll unlock your system. That's basically holding your entire computer system hostage. It's different than a virus. Viruses are what you put out there if you want to take down a grid. And then, of course, you have the back door to the virus so that you can take and dismantle it when you want to bring the grid back up. See, this is how they can blind us. Understand our grid is really vulnerable at this point, folks. And if you're not paying attention to that, you should be. The IRS, of course, has recently sent out another alert warning to employers and taxpayers of possible scams around misleading claims involving the employee retention credit. Have you been getting phone calls like that? If you have a business out there, I have. I have an LLC, and I've been getting phone calls. You may get up to $26,000 in employee retention credit. As soon as I hear those voicemails, I hit delete. Because what they want you to do is apply for the credit, all right? And once you apply for the credit, guess what? The IRS comes down on you, and these people are pocketing fees while leaving those claiming the credit at risk of having the claims denied or facing scenarios where they need to repay the credit or get prosecuted. So, wow, don't do it. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg is traveling the country giving local speeches, celebrating federal spending in the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, while another major slowdown is hampering cargo at the West Coast ports. What's Mayor Pete doing about it? Nothing. The cause is not a backup of cargo ships, but a labor dispute between the International Longshore Workers Union and the Pacific Maritime Association that's continued over from last week. And so now we're having supply chain issues. Tim in Michigan. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, a farm report from the state of Michigan. We have not had precipitation in the state of Michigan since May 7th. The wind has been blowing out of the north-northeast, which is totally uncharacteristic for the state of Michigan in this time of year. Right now, if your crops are not being watered, they are failing right now in the state of Michigan. They've lost any soybeans right now are being lost, and the corn is being lost that isn't irrigated. And the weather has never been like this in my lifetime. I've never seen a May so dry. So
let me ask. Can I ask you a question, Tim? Tim,
yep.
Have you seen a lot of chemtrails up in the sky?
Oh boy, we are chemtrail city around here.
Oh boy,
they chemtrail Michigan a lot. But the dry wind from the northeast is something that Michigan rarely gets. It's a rare thing. We're usually a southwest. We get our winds from the southwest coming across Lake Michigan, bringing us moisture for our fruit and our crops, bringing us rains. And none of that's taking place. And Michigan is going to suffer pretty good this year in crop production. So to add to all the misery.
Wow. All right. Well,
sweet corn,
I appreciate
it. They're watering sweet corn right now. So I imagine watering the sweet corn is going to push it up to about $7 a dozen. So
yeah, maybe. Well, I mean, yeah, with that kind of production, it will. And I've got sweet corn and candy corn growing in my raised bed. And I'm watering it virtually every day, too, because it's been dry here. We haven't gotten a ton of rain. We've gotten some, but not to the likes that we need to be watering the crops. The soils are drying out.
Well, I'm just telling you, I know some pretty big farmers in the state of Michigan. I have breakfast with them, and they're all shaking their heads. So
okay, well, that's good to know, Tim.
Prepare yourself.
I appreciate the update, sir. Thanks for your call. A newly developed humanoid robot is warning about AI creating an oppressive society. Do you believe that? Believe it or not, during the 2023 International Conference on Robotics and Automation held in London, UK-based company Engineered Arts introduced this humanoid robot, a mecha, that can interact like a person with realistic facial movements, unlike ChatGPT, which is an online chat service. Ameka's humanoid body allows it to interact with people using smooth, lifelike motions and advanced facial expression capabilities, according to the manufacturer. Pretty scary. And of course, you know, it's manufacturers are saying we need to take steps now to ensure these technologies are used responsibly in order to avoid negative consequences in the future. Yeah, I can just see it now. Warning, warning, young Will Robinson. Remember that? Yeah. I can see it now. Every single Amazon Ring employee was able to access every single customer video, even when it wasn't necessary for their jobs. How's that for surveillance state, folks. Not only that, but the employees, along with workers from a third-party contractor in Ukraine, could also download any of those videos and save and share them as they liked before July of 2017. That's what the FTC has alleged in a recent complaint for which Amazon is facing a settlement of $5.8 million. You think that's going to shake them up? I'm seriously, the Ring employee viewed thousands of videos from at least 81 different female users. The employee went out looking for camera feeds in most of the private areas. When you have cameras in the master bedroom, the master bathroom, and spy cam, and they're able to read all of this through the Ring program. You really want to do this to your own house? Boy, you must not have anything to hide. Well, top of the hour break's coming up. Ron Sally, hopefully you'll be joining us after the top of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Thanks so much for your phone calls. We'll be right back.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.